Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Recorded in Luke chapter 19 is the account of Jesus meeting Zacchaeus, a tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho, was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." In his own words, Jesus makes it plain why he came into this world. He came to save the lost. John 3:16 and 17 are also his words. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Join us as we share more about Jesus coming to bring salvation into our world.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, "Not my will, thine, Lord"? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, "I'll leave thee never, just be true, I'll give to you a life forever," I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, "Not my will, thine, Lord"?
answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so,
that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who?
When Jesus came among the Jewish people, they were looking for a Messiah to come and to deliver them. The Old Testament prophets had foretold of a coming Messiah. It was said of the Savior who would come that he would sit upon the throne of his ancestor David the king. So the people were looking for a king who would rescue them from the oppression of the Roman government. Israel had been a conquered people for many centuries when Jesus came. The vision that filled the minds of God's people was a physical ruler, one who would conquer the pagan armies and set them free. However, Jesus did not fit their mold. Once the people tried to make him become a king, but Jesus would have nothing to do with it. He did not come for that very purpose. When Jesus stood before Pilate, the ruler asked him if he were a king, and Jesus said yes. But he went on to explain to Pilate that his kingdom was not of this world. He was not raising an insurrection against Rome. Jesus did not have a political agenda or come to have a physical reign. It was God's love for the world, as we read in John 3:16, that he gave his one and only Son to save us. And God demonstrated his own love for us that while we were his enemies, and that's because of our sins, he rescued us, and he sent Jesus to be our Savior. God is kind to the ungrateful world. God is compassionate. He is merciful, and he is patient toward us. Recall with me the parables that Jesus shared that are found in Luke chapter 15. Jesus was answering his critics. They were condemning him for welcoming and eating with sinners. Much like the account of the people who muttered about Jesus going to the home of Zacchaeus, his parables made it plain that he had come to seek and to save the lost, and that every single soul was important. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son were found, and rejoicing followed. Jesus declared that salvation had come to the house of Zacchaeus. Now, we do not know everything about this man. What we do know is that when he met Jesus, he wanted to make everything right between himself and others. Like the rest of us, this tax collector, well, he was a sinner. His heart was open to Jesus. His life, obviously, was an open book to the Lord, as is ours. The man wanted to see Jesus, to know who he was. And what a shock it must have been to him when Zacchaeus heard his name called out by Jesus, and then he invites himself to be a guest in his house. I would like for us to take with us from these scriptures today that when a sinner comes face to face with Jesus, the opportunity is given for grace and mercy to be received. And that is because Jesus came searching for lost souls. Jesus once said, "It's not the healthy who need a physician." All who were critical of Jesus for welcoming sinners were sinners themselves. They just didn't see their sins like they saw the sins of others. For example, those who muttered that Zacchaeus was a sinner were also sinners. The Pharisees, who criticized Jesus for eating with sinners in Luke 15, were also sinners, but they were guilty of self-righteousness, like the older son in the parable. When the younger brother came home, he confessed his sinful ways. He had no mercy or any forgiveness in his heart for his brother. He claimed he had never disobeyed his father's commands. He was not like his rebellious, wasteful younger brother. His self-righteousness blinded him from seeing his own need to be saved. Jesus is still seeking lost sinners. He is still the Savior who welcomes sinners to come and find salvation like Zacchaeus did.
All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. And throughout eternity I'm going to praise thee.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.